Do you need a little more help to make it through the day? Are you running on empty or fumes? Is it true the only way you can make it through the day is on energy drinks and caffeine? I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. You can access the power you need through an intense, repetitive habit of praising God. Yeah, that's right, praising God. Just as the psalmist declares, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. It's true. You think you have to go beg, borrow, or buy something to get the power you need. All you need to do is develop a praise lifestyle and bless the Lord, who is worthy of all praise. Circumstances and situations do not determine the praise. Remember, at all times, praise continually be in my mouth. Praise that gives honor to God as opposed to praise that seeks to get from God. There's something powerful about praise. It is infectious. Honest-to-goodness praise, not praise to manipulate a crowd or to manipulate God, not praise to give external affirmation to show that you know how to praise God, or praise to elicit a response to what is being said or prayed or preached, but honest-to-goodness praise for who God is, which is different from praise for what God can give you. Hallelujah, from the heart of the worshiper, through the lips of the praiser, to the ear of God amid the continuous chorus of the seraphim and the cherubim. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Infectious praise, a conscious, determined act of praising, insistent praise, an act of the will. I will bless the Lord when all is well and when it is not well with my soul. Praise is our highest calling. When we praise God, we're acknowledging that it's not through our efforts that blessings come. Praising God strengthens our faith. Praising God reminds us of God's power and strength, a good thing to be reminded of first thing in the morning, and yes, even the last thing at night. God inhabits the atmosphere of praise. You want God to step in? Just start praising God, saying good things about God. Here is your Lenten activity for this week. You don't have to wait until Bible study or prayer meeting night or Sunday to praise God. You can get your praise on today. That's right. When you wake up in the morning, before you face anyone, face God with a 3-minute praise break. That's it. A 3-minute praise break. Open your mouth. Lift up your head, raise your hands, and let praise flow from your heart through your lips to the ear of God. Oh, beloved, it's hard to be mad and angry and upset and fearful, stressed out, while praising God at the same time. It'll make a difference in how you start the day. It will make a difference in your day. Praise is a great attitude adjuster. Come on, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Come on, let us sing a new song unto the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Now, don't forget, this is your Lenten activity for the week. Start every day with a 3-minute praise break. And after you have tried it for a few days, let me know what a difference it makes in your day. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.